Now we have here another very interesting section. We have contact with the carcasses of unclean animals. And that goes from 24 to 38. And I'll just have to lift out some very specific things that are here. They were not to touch the carcass of an unclean animal. And the reason is, this is an entirely new section. And it's so new that we need to note that not only was Israel forbidden to eat unclean animals, but they were forbidden to touch the carcass of an unclean animal. And contamination of a contact is the principle here. This was a great principle of life that was restated in the days of the return of Israel after the captivity. And I want to go into this for just a moment because it's rather important. Now, the principle that is set before us here is that contact with the unclean will make the individual unclean. And you'll recall that this was a law that was acted upon in the days of Haggai the prophet. The priests were asked concerning a law, if one bear holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with his skirt do touch bread or pottage of wine or oil or any meat, shall it be holy? And the priest answered and said, no. In other words, contact with that which is holy won't make you holy. But notice, then said Haggai, if one that is unclean by a dead body touch any of these, shall he be unclean? And the priest answered and said, it shall be unclean. Now the principle is just simply this. When the clean touches the unclean, what happens? Does the clean communicate anything? Not a thing. You can't rub goodness in. It isn't rubbed in like that. But what happens is that the unclean can affect the clean. An unrighteous man cannot do righteous works which are acceptable to God. This is a law that operates in every realm. I think in the natural realm, a gallon of dirty water will not be made clean by pouring into it a gallon of clean water. On the other hand, a drop of dirty water will contaminate the clean water. It's also true in the physical realm. Here's a boy that's got measles. Well, he isn't cured by bringing a well boy in who does not have measles and let him contact the boy that has measles. Well, if he does, you know what happens. The well boy gets the measles. This is a tremendous principle. And the child of God today walks through a world where he can become contaminated, and the walk is all important. This idea today that a Christian can move out and can dabble in this world of drugs and of drinking and carousing. I remember that a young couple, they weren't married, they were going together, and they were going to nightclubs, and they were going to reach the lost. Well, did they reach the lost? No, the girl came in one night drunk as she possibly could be. May I say to you that Jude says, in days of apostasy, the others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. This idea today, you and I can mix and mingle with this sort of thing, is a terrible mistake.